Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE. Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
As we reflect on giving thanks this month, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us, Utah born and Utah proud. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
To where Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Camping in the mountains, fishing in a stream. The great outdoors is where you want to be.
Now joins us with Utah State Parks and Recreation. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us around the campfire.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with you today.
We're excited to have you on the program. It's a fun time of year coming into the holiday season.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of fun events that are coming up in our state parks.
And we're just on the heels of a couple big things that happened at Antelope Island, first and foremost. I mean, they had the big bison roundup, and man, what a majestic opportunity to check out the bison up close.
It is incredible. This is actually my first year attending the Bison Roundup, and it was such a spectacle to see. And it's so amazing that we're able to involve the community by having volunteer horseback riders, cowboys and cowgirls come out and herd these bison, but then also have the public able to see this happen. And I just love the fact that it's not only amazing to see, but really is for the health of this herd and for Antelope Island as a whole.
We've made those rides many times over the years, and it's a lot of fun. It's neat to see the cowboys, and you don't even have to leave the cowboy camp to have a fun time, because there's plenty of storytellers around those campfires and musicians and cowboy poets, and it's just a magical experience.
It really is. I encourage anyone who hasn't been before, it's annual, so there's going to be another one next year. It's really amazing to see, and I'm just so proud of all of our staff and all the volunteers who helped out with this. It was a really great, successful roundup year.
Weather was perfect, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it was great. That cool weather that wasn't freezing cold and also not burning hot was great for the horses, great for the riders, and great for visitors, too.
Before we get too far along, let's introduce you to the listeners. Give us a little background on where you came from and how long you've been with Utah State Parks.
Yeah, so I started at Utah State Parks in July. I have a passion for the outdoors. That's what led me to working in public land communication. So prior to that, I was a communication specialist for Zion National Park. And prior to that, I was a reporter at ABC4 Utah.
We're glad to have you with Utah State Parks. There's so many things to talk about. Every time we call, there's always something to visit about. And again, coming into the holiday season, this is a magical time of year. Lots of events and activities on the schedule.
Yes, it's going to be a great time to visit the state parks. So first of all, I will just plug that I know that weather is cooling down, and for some people it might be the time that you stay inside, but there are a lot of outdoor opportunities on the horizon. So one that's on my bucket list is Wasatch Mountain State Park. The golf courses get turned into cross-country skiing routes that you can go on. So head up for that all season long. But also we have special events that are happening. So every year, Willard Bay puts up holiday lights that you're able to drive around the bay and see the lights. It's drive-through only. It's $20 per vehicle, up to 8 occupants. And for the annual senior honor pass, it's not accepted for this special event. But they also have 3D glasses this year, which is pretty exciting. But yeah, we've had our park staff and volunteers busy at work setting those lights up. It's a really fun event.
It is a fun event. I really like that one. And the kids go crazy with those. The glasses, I bet, are going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've never driven through something that uses 3D glasses. So I'm really looking forward to what that's going to look like.
Check it out. Big opportunities there.
And for the first time this year, Palisades State Park is also doing holiday lights. So if you're in central Utah, you can drive around there and experience those lights. As we get closer, more dates and details will come, but it's really fun to see, and it's fun for the whole family to, you know, be in your car, have some hot chocolate, see the lights, sync up some holiday music. Additionally, we have Spirit of the Season at Camp Floyd. That's on December 13th, so from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Camp Floyd State Park. You can see how the soldiers of Camp Floyd celebrated the winter holidays with soldiers throughout the park. So tour the commissary and the inn while you are there, seeing the park's holiday directions. And don't forget to visit Santa Claus from 12 to 4 p.m. But be wary because the Grinch may steal what you have. And also there will be food available for purchase. Admission for the Camp Floyd event is $5 per person or $15 per family. And for more information, you can go on the Camp Floyd website.
And the holiday things that they do every year is magical, too. They really do a fine job there.
It really is. I know that we think of our state parks as great places to get outdoors, and they really are. But make sure that you check out these heritage and historical and cultural locations that we have at state parks, because there are amazing things to see and experience there, and they hold really great events. I know that we talked about Wasatch Mountain State Park earlier. They're also going to be doing horse-drawn carriage rides through the Wasatch Mountain Golf Course, which you're on a wagon being drawn by horses, and you can see the lights through that golf course there. And then past the holiday season, we have Winterfest coming up. So we have the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, which is 2 days of costume contests, chili cook-offs, stargazing, and more. That's going to be January 30th through 31st. Wasatch Mountain State Park also has a winter fest. No dates yet, and you can expect this from December to January. And so you can expect free rentals for snow gear, snowball fights, sled dog demos, and even fat tire snow bikes. And East Canyon also has a winter fest. They were the first of our parks to kick off a winter fest. You can also expect to see free rentals and demonstrations for cross-country skiing and ice fishing instructionals. You can also expect that sometime in December through January, and we'll have more dates as we get closer to the event.
Great introductions to get you involved, and there's no reason to be a couch potato during the winter months. These are opportunities, and in most cases, they're very affordable, if not free.
Of course. We always want to invite people to come to our parks and find ways to recreate throughout the year. Whether that for you be, I'm not a cold weather person, so maybe I do decide to travel down to southern Utah and recreate outside where it's a bit warmer. Or if you're a winter lover and want to get in the snow, we have opportunities for you as well. So really throughout the state, there are a ton of fun activities, whether they're specialized events or just activities you can do all winter long that we invite you to come and participate in our state parks.
I know one of our favorites coming into the winter season as it starts to get a little colder and snow starts to fall, those tubing hills are fantastic at Soldier Hollow.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. I love it so much. It's actually the first date that my husband and I ever went on was tubing at Soldier Hollow. So the Soldier Hollow Nordic Center in Wasatch Mountain State Park offers the longest tubing lanes in the state. The hill has 1,200-foot sliding lanes with lift service for towing people up the hill for tubing day or night. It is such a fun experience. Head over there if you want some winter fun tubing down those hills. It's just a really fun experience for the whole family, or even if you're an adult and wanting to have some fun yourself, head over there. It's really a blast.
And it's very popular during certain times of the year. The longest runs. I didn't know they still had the longest runs. I know there were some other contenders out there. It's cool that they've maintained their prestige as far as longest runs.
Yeah, it's really awesome. If you haven't been yourself, go and check it out because it is fun going down those runs. Yeah, I got this information from the Soldier Hollow website, and even I was a little bit surprised because I was like, wow, I didn't realize you were going down that far. That is really fun.
That's been really nice that they've been able to make it possible that you can just take a free ride to the top. You used to have to hoof it up there, and man, it sure is easy when you just hook up to the line or ride the magic carpet to get up there.
For sure. It makes the experience a lot easier and gets you a lot more runs in as well. So you don't quite have to earn the run as much, but you do get to go on more, which is really fun.
Another fun opportunity is the cross-country skiing while you're there.
Yes, of course. So all of the golf courses at Wasatch Mountain State Park in the snow when they're covered, you can't really go golfing in those conditions. So it transforms into a winter wonderland for cross-country skiing. That's on my bucket list. I haven't been able to experience it yet, but from everyone that I've heard from, it's just a magical experience. It's so fun. So be sure to check that out at Wasatch Mountain State Park.
And it does create a lot of holiday memories. You know, another fun for me and our family, some of our most enjoyable or most memorable holiday memories include camping at some of our state parks, whether it be a cabin or a yurt or just getting out there during the holidays. I mean, it's a magical experience. You get away from all of the rush and a lot of times out of cell service, and it gives you an opportunity to connect with each other a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Winter camping is great. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do camping or lodging in our state parks. So for those of you who like the cold and are willing to be out there in that cold weather, check out our state park website for camping reservations and availability, as well as make sure that you have the right gear to keep yourself warm. The best thing to do before you go camping is to plan ahead and prepare. We say that for all of our recreation, but specifically for camping, make sure that you check conditions for the nights that you're going to be there. You know, if there's any expected snow, make sure you have the gear for that. But if you're someone who likes to be outside, but maybe doesn't really like to sleep in the cold, we have amazing cabins, yurts, and cottages that you can stay in that are heated and are insulated inside that are going to be a bit cozier than traditional tent camping and can fit the whole family. So we have 20 different state parks that have either a cabin, yurt, cottage, or a mixture of those that you can check out. And having been someone that has stayed in a yurt at our state parks, it really is fantastic and very nice and comfortable. So no matter what your level of camping experience is, if you want to go outside and experience the parks, check out all our different lodging options to get yourself out there and enjoy that winter time and that holiday season with the family.
Waking up on Christmas morning or New Year's morning, checking out the sunrise the first day of the year from one of those yurts or cabins, there's nothing like it. I mean, it is really a fun experience. Mm-hmm. You get to tell stories, you get to spend a lot of quality time with each other, and it's nice to disconnect from the rest of the world and connect with each other.
Of course. I mean, personally, I can't imagine a better way to start the year than starting it at a state park. Waking up and being able to see the outdoors and see where you are and spend your first day outside participating in those activities, whatever you're interested in, it's a really great way to get outside where, again, like I said, maybe you're not wanting to be in a really well-insulated sleeping bag, but maybe you are. No judgment there. But if you're wanting to be a bit warmer and wake up in a cabin, oh my gosh, it's incredible. I encourage everybody to check it out.
Agreed. If folks want to make those reservations, where do they go? How do they get started? How do they find out where the yurts and cabins are?
So when you're making reservations, you can go on any of the park websites, and there's going to be a little tab that says reserve. And that's going to take you to a website that's called reserveamerica.com. So this specifically is utahstateparks.reserveamerica.com. And if you want to check out where those cabins are, one, you can go on each. If you have a certain state park in mind, you can go on their website and look at their lodging availabilities. But if you're looking at an adventure anywhere on the website, all you need to do is it asks where you want to go. Just put in Utah and then look up camping in cabins. Then your preferred dates. I'm doing it right now. And it provides a lot of different opportunities that you have. So you can specifically say that you're looking for cabins or lodgings, not just campsites. And you can search. And it'll pull up all the different parks that have that type of cabins or lodgings. So it'll say specifically it has a yurt, it has a cabin in a yurt, it has a cottage. And then you can click on book sites or you can choose the date, see what's open, and go from there.
Nice. Those are fun. And for folks who have never done this before, make sure that when you do plan on going to one of these locations or any state park or anywhere during the winter season, make sure you're well prepared for winter conditions. I mean, an extra blanket, some food, some water. Make sure your tires are in good condition. Make sure you always have at least half a tank of gas. Check your gear and make sure you have everything you need in case you do get stuck somewhere.
Of course. Thanks for bringing that up, Brian. I always like to say the phrase, plan like a park ranger. So if you were a park ranger and you were going to plan for a trip, you would make sure that you know everything about this park. You would make sure you know everything about the conditions and make sure that you are ready and set. Again, planning ahead and preparing is the best way to have some safety and try and be as safe as you can when you're visiting these areas. So of course, in state parks, road conditions may vary. If you're concerned about ice or snow on the roads, you can always call our visitor center. Ask them for the conditions. On our website, we have our current conditions listed. Make sure that you have the proper gear for your cars, whether that be chains if needed or traction devices, or just having jumper cables, tow rope, shovel, and gear to stay warm, packed in your car, as well as, like you said, food, water, extra gear that you have stored in case you get stuck in the snow and are in some kind of emergency. And then as well as when you're recreating outside, I can't say enough, but check conditions. You want to bring the right equipment. You want to ask questions and plan ahead before you're heading out. Because even in the cold, you can get dehydrated and not realize it. You can be subject to different illnesses and different weather and not realize it. So make sure that you have the right equipment on. And if you're in a position where you realize, maybe I don't have the right equipment, it is better to turn around and plan that for a different day than to go after something and potentially ruin your trip. That also goes for if you're driving. You might be eager to get to a state park. I completely understand. But make sure you stay slow and safe on the road so that your journey there makes it to the state park and that you don't accidentally get into an incident on your way there by hurrying over. Also, encourage everyone to recreate responsibly by leaving no trace, packing what you pack out. Don't leave any trash, staying on the trail. And then also, I like to encourage people to pack your patience. You might think that this time of year, if you go to a park, you're not likely to see as many people, and that may be true in some areas, but especially in our southern and eastern Utah parks, this time of year is when that high heat really cools down, so it might get a little bit busier. And so expect to see some more people at that entrance gate line or other people enjoying the park alongside you. But even in that instance, it's really cool to remember that everybody's here to experience these places. So pack your patience, make sure to pack the right gear, and always stay safe when you're visiting our state parks.
Great advice. If you have kids, whatever you think you need, you probably need more of it. At least our kids, they seem to find their ways into puddles and getting wet somehow. And then as soon as they're wet and miserable, then the game is over. So always make sure you have at least almost double what you think you might need to keep them warm and dry.
Of course, great advice. And also things like hand or feet warmers are good to have just ready in your car. Always bring an extra jacket or an extra layer. Because of course, when you have those extra layers, you can always take them off if you're getting too hot. But it's good to have that on hand just in case.
We just recently visited with the U.S. Forest Service about Christmas tree permits. We visited with the BLM about Christmas tree permits. State parks don't have Christmas tree permits, so no Christmas tree cutting on any of our state parks.
No, we ask that please do not cut your Christmas trees on our state parks. The areas that those permits are allowed have the resources and availability in order for those opportunities. Our state parks were here to preserve and provide these lands for recreation for generations to come. And we want your kids and your grandkids to be able to enjoy those trees that you get to enjoy when you come and visit. So do not be chopping down trees in our parks.
I know some people have to be reminded sometimes. I know that's happened a few times too in years past.
Well, yeah, I know that people might get confused about what public lands have that ability. So just make sure that you check with the permit locations. They provide maps where you're able to cut down those trees. But if you're in a state park, you are not able to cut down a Christmas tree. So that's a pretty cut and dry line. So keep that in mind.
Plenty of other fun opportunities to do there. And again, there's plenty of permits at the BLM. There's plenty of permits with the U.S. Forest Service. Check out those opportunities if you want to do that.
For sure.
Check out the great opportunities. Allie, I want to thank you for taking time with us. Anything else you want to wrap up with?
Again, it's important to remember, we want you to have a happy and healthy visit. Stay safe out there. Check conditions. Recreate responsibly. And check out these really great events that are going on. And enjoy the stocked reservoirs and the fishing conditions. And head to a state park near you.
Great stuff. Allie Aurelian joining us with Utah State Parks and Recreation. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. And we're looking forward to visiting with you again before the holidays get underway much deeper.
Thank you so much for having me. We hope to see you in our state parks.
Thank you again. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There's also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
As we reflect on Giving Thanks this month, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us, Utah born and Utah proud. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host this program. We have Hallie Hales with us for our acoustic campfire concert. You've actually created several songs. Let's talk about Trauma first. How did you come up with the song and what does it mean to you?
About 3-ish years ago, I remember getting into a relationship with my friend, my really good friend, and he just kind of flipped the switch on me, and I wouldn't call him my boyfriend or anything, and basically what ended up happening was there was bullying for about 7 months. I lost all my friends. I got letters about how I was manipulative and all of this, and this is why he broke it off with me. And all of a sudden I was like, all my friends are siding with him and not talking to me anymore. All of a sudden I'm feeling alone and worthless. And I ended up making kind of a horrible decision to take this other kid who I knew kind of had a thing for me, and I was like, you know what? I turned to my friend and I told her the decision I had made. I was like, I'm going to kiss him, you know? And she's just like, Hallie, don't do that. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, what's going through my head right now is not healthy. And instead of taking that as a sign of we should probably get her some help, she said, well, you do whatever you want. I think it's important to know that when people are giving you signs, red flags, to actually pay attention. Because because that ended up leading me into a six-month relationship while I wasn't having any friends and still continuously getting texts from this other person about my worth and how I'm worthless. I ended up staying with him until the day that everything got taken away from me. And I was at complete rock bottom.
And this is in high school?
Yes. This was the end of my junior year leading into the beginning of my senior year. Don't even know how I was able to get through that, but my family, we did fine comparably to others, but at the same time, I was feeling a lot of isolation with that as well. And I just remember, since I was in such a deep state, I was actually an officer back in my sophomore and junior year, but remember that because of the pandemic, we just weren't working as hard, and it's hard to be at things because I kept being quarantined and isolated. And I actually remember walking by and hearing some teachers actually speak how I wasn't doing the best. But they were saying it very rude, and I ended up coming in and just bawling and said, I've had, like, the worst year of my life, and you guys are speaking so badly about me, and I don't understand why. And instead of reaching out, these adults that I trusted wiped it away, and I didn't end up in office the next year because I was going through so much, which is an okay thing. But there are so many red flags with other people that when I started actually getting out of my situation during my senior year and slowly building up back my confidence, I started actually seeing more and more kids going through the same things that I had. And I just remember thinking to myself, there are so many red flags. Like, all these things that people aren't noticing or picking up on, and all these people who are feeling just so alone and worthless. That's really what it comes down to, is they feel ashamed and silenced, and really, they're begging for help in the most silent way possible.
For family, for friends out there who should be seeing these red flags, what are the most obvious red flags that you would suggest people watch for?
I suggest, honestly, sometimes it can lead to personality changes. Other times it's as silent as somebody just making a comment. And I really just think reaching out to everyone in general, like if it's your younger sibling, take my younger sister, for example, just catch up with them. Ask them how they're doing and if they need anything. People need connection. But I know that sometimes even the ones who look the strongest can be some of the ones who are the most damaged. Some people hide it behind a mask. And I think just asking, how are you? What's going on in your life? Is there anything you need?
I think you're hitting it right on the head. I think a lot of times a lot of people will say, well, how's it going? And they really aren't expecting a response. They're almost turning away before they actually get a response. Oh, that's good. That's fine. And then they're on their merry way. Active listening is a key, is I think what you're bringing up.
And I still can't believe schools, I wish they would teach more about this concept of connection. I get it that when you go to public school, you kind of learn how to socialize with people, but it'd be nice if there was like a required communications class. How I think a lot of students nowadays with cell phones and everything don't actually really know how to talk to a person in real life.
I think you're right. I've said this before. We may have all these other ways to connect with people through Facebook and Twitter and all these other quote-unquote social media outlets. We have thousands of ways to text and email and communicate in ways we've never been able to and faster ways we've ever been able to. But that personal connection is oftentimes lost. And families, they may be sitting across the table from each other for dinner, but they may never really fully connect anymore because everybody might be on their phones texting or playing games or whatever else.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. And I just wish it was taught more on not just etiquette. I think it would honestly benefit kids, especially in our generation, to just actually learn how to connect and even how to get out of addiction. And it's completely normal to feel certain feelings. A lot of guilt brings a lot of silence from people. They don't want people knowing their deepest, darkest secrets, but the truth is we need to stop with this whole stay silent about it and shame on you if you're going through anything that is not appropriate. And I'm lucky that I was able to come to my parents and tell them what was going on with me, and I ended up messing up with a later boyfriend after the manipulative relationship because I was feeling like, oh, it's already gone. I've already done it. What's the point of trying to do anything else if my worth and my decisions have already been made? I can't go back. I've already made the decision to go down that road. And it's trading in a penny for a pound. It's actually such a concept that doesn't make sense, but a lot of people do it.
You're not at the end of the tunnel. You're not at the end of a dead-end street there. There are ways to turn around and go back. We just need to be able to recognize them. And if folks are out there listening, feeling like they may be trapped, if their folks are out there listening and they're going, wow, I can relate with what's going on here, what we're talking about, what resources would you point them to? How would you recommend that they approach this to get back?
A really good way that I ended up actually getting back to the position I am is through therapy. And another thing was talking to my parents, although I know that is not always a resource open to everyone. I would suggest talking to trusted adults and maybe even starting with friends. And friends who are hearing this, I would encourage your friends or your family to seek the most professional help that they can. And getting help from therapists and talking through it. I feel like the saying, you are what you eat, is very true. And I think that if you keep that consumed in, all the thoughts about yourself, it'll make you that person. What we really need to do is start letting it out and being vulnerable and just being like, you know what? This is what I'm struggling with, and I need help. I think the more people who feel less shame than guilt, I mean, guilt can help you change, but shame will keep you in the same spot that you have always been.
It's very powerful. It's that same shame and that willingness to become a little more vulnerable that will open up that door for you. It's kind of a contradiction in a lot of our minds here that that would be the case, but it actually is empowering. Because once you put it in the spotlight, it's there and you don't have to be ashamed about it anymore. You can go forward.
Yes, for sure. I totally agree. Put everything in the light and just whether it be putting it in the light in front of your parents or to a therapist or maybe speaking to a very trusted friend, I say try and get it out as soon as you can. Stop going down the road that you're going down.
I've never experienced addiction with drugs or alcohol, but I suggest the same thing with that as well.
Get that team behind you that wants to help you.
Continue moving forward. Just keep swimming, like Dory said, and keep moving forward like Meet the Robinsons. A lot of people understand what you're actually going through. You're not alone in this. And stop feeling that way. Feel that way for a split second, and then get a desire to get back up on your feet and open up to those who are going to help you. And you're not giving yourself enough credit for trying. In fact, I say take a little step at a time. You don't have to do it all at once.
Again, resources are out there for students in school. There are counselors available. Again, where do you recommend people get started?
I got started with BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy that is actually was super affordable for me as a 19-year-old. And they completely remain anonymous, and you can just do it right there in your home. You can do it over text or over video call. It's just whatever you feel comfortable with. And you can remain completely anonymous, and you can text your therapist at any time. It is such an amazing resource. I also talked to my bishop, which is part of what I believe in, although I don't think that that resource is completely necessary. I think it's whoever you trust. Now, I really trust my bishop. He's one of my best friends, and his wife, I'm really good friends with her as well, so I just was able to talk to somebody before I actually came and told my parents, because I wasn't sure what to do and what to say and how I was going to get the help I needed. So I went to talk to people that I trusted.
Find those people that you can trust. I would think that when addicted, you may be second-guessing yourself often. Who is somebody I can trust? Who am I willing to make myself vulnerable to?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a challenge, I would think.
Oh, I don't even know how many mind blocks I had to overcome. I went through so many just trying to convince myself I wasn't alone and people actually did know what I was going through, when I really was just feeling there's no way that people know what I'm going through. Are you kidding? I'm the only one experiencing this. Yes, you are the only one on your journey. And things might not be completely the same. But that is okay. That your journey is different. But there are people who've gone through similar things. And I think you really need to hone in on empathy instead of being dragged down in a pit of I am worthless and sad and just staying in a place of self-pity, because that's where I stayed for the longest time. I was constantly doubting myself and basing my worth off of everything that I had experienced and gone through, and I was just like, you know what, I can't talk about this because other people are going to judge me. I'm not as strong. A lot of people looked at me as this girl who was perfect. I remember getting comments about it when I was younger. You can do everything. You play 18 instruments. You sing beautifully. You win all these music competitions. But that is my forte. Like, I could never beat you in a dance competition or an art competition. You have to draw. So I always brought that up. I'm like, I can't do everything. I just have my special things that I can do. But a lot of people would be like, but you're just so happy and social and have so many friends.
I can see that. I can also see the strength of whatever talents you may have and focus on those. And that'll be a building block for building confidence in yourself.
I completely suggest focusing on those. focusing on what you're good at and also using your trauma knowledge, what you've been through, for the better. Being like, hey, you may have gone through this thing last year, but your friend is now going through the same thing this year. And this time, you are in a position to help. Use it as a strength. Don't regret anything. And move on. And use it to inspire other people. Tell them that they can do it as well. It's not impossible.
Let's play Trauma for the listeners out there. Anything else you want to mention about this song before we play it?
I just want to say that even after I wrote the song, I was right in the middle of it. And through the song, it's talking about, will people believe that I've changed? There's many times where you'll say, no, I'm going to change. I'm doing this. I'm inspired. I've seen the light. And then you mess up again. Don't beat yourself up if you mess up again. It's okay that you did. And I think that's where people get stuck. Oh, I just keep doing it. Well, what you need to keep doing is moving on. And in the second verse, it states, is a pearl worth less if it's dragged through the mud? Which, meaning with everyone, I picture everyone as pearls, this priceless thing. You can throw it in the mud as much as you want and dirty it up, but it would still be the same price. Even a dollar bill that's crumpled up and torn in half, if you go and give it to the bank, they will give you a brand new one. It is worth the same, despite what it's been through.
Very impressive. This is Trauma by Hallie Hale. Stick around, folks.
How do you tell someone you think you've seen the light? When you're speaking words, but your actions speak otherwise. How do they believe you when you've told so many lies? How do you believe you're really changing this time? Can I make a 180 on the road I've been taking? I know there are some habits that I should be breaking.
we're back again with Holly Hills for our acoustic campfire concert. We just played Trauma. What a great song. What a powerful song, too.
Thank you. I mostly do Instagram, although it's not quite dedicated to my music yet. I am just getting there and finally starting to actually get a move on with putting this on Spotify and iTunes.
Great musician, great, powerful music. I like your story, too. I like the fact that you're sharing this. I think it's very empowering for listeners out there. A lot of people might not be aware of this, but you actually are a motivational speaker, too.
Yeah. Along with my aunt, of course. Her name is Andrea Tesh, and she is just so amazing and has given me so many great opportunities to come and speak to youth groups, mostly down here in St. George. But I've also spoken at devotionals before. And I think it's wonderful just to try and educate, especially my peers, because they're all a similar age as me, and just tell them, hey, this is more of a recent thing for me. I'm not that much older than you. I just went through the ringer, pretty much. And you're not alone. And you can do it. And here are the resources. And I like to back up my story with a lot of basically the human mind and how crazy it is and just how natural it is to fall into these pits. It was just instilled into us. So you're normal. Let's just help you get out of this pit that you're in.
I don't think very many of us get unscathed through life without falling through a few chuck holes and potholes along the way.
For sure.
We're all looking for the same goal. We're trying to go the same direction. Look for those friends. Look for those good friends, counselors, for parents. They all want the best thing from you, and work that direction.
Mm-hmm.
If folks want to find you on YouTube, where do they look for you? How do they find you online on Instagram and some of the other social media sites that you're on?
My YouTube channel currently is just my name, Holly Hales, H-A-L-L-I-E, and then Hales, H-A-L-E-S. And then my Instagram account is HappyHolly5311. I hope to be posting more stuff in the future.
I like that. Happy Holly. Happy Holly 53?
5311, so 5311.
Check that out. That is awesome. And again, if folks want to connect with you, if they were looking for some inspirational music, if they're looking to have you perform, how do they connect with you?
I suggest just sending me a DM on Instagram, if anything. I usually actually do respond to most people who come to me on there. I know I also teach vocal lessons as well, so if they wanted to even reach out for those as well, just DM me on Instagram, and all my information is on there.
And if they're looking for a motivational speaker, same direction?
Same direction. Yeah.
You are really a powerful person. I have so much respect for you. I'm sure I'm glad we had a chance to connect today and visit and share some things with listeners that I know we've never covered on this program before. We've covered other aspects with drug addiction, and we've covered other things, but we haven't talked in this direction before, mm-hmm. especially for the youth. I have so much respect for you and for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with and share with folks out there?
I think the last thing I just want to say is it's not over till it's over, and you got this. I believe in you, and just don't give up. Keep on fighting.
Holly Hales joining us once again for our acoustic campfire concert. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
He's leading the way. dogs, let's travel, exploring the woodlands, the red rocks and streams. He's sharing his campfire from season to season, new places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free. In the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.